Argument in favor of Proposition 52. Your yes vote on Proposition 52 will keep a good idea working, one that's doing a lot of good for a lot of good people who need the help. What does Proposition 52 do? It does two things. First, it extends the current Medi-Cal hospital fee program that generates more than $3 billion a year in federal matching funds that would not be available otherwise. This money helps provide Medi-Cal healthcare services to over 13 million Californians, including 6.7 million children, 1.6 million seniors with chronic diseases, 4.5 million low-income working families whose wages can't sustain them, and persons with disabilities. Second, Proposition 52 strictly prohibits the legislature from using these funds for any other purpose without a vote of the people. That's it. Who is behind this initiative, and why is it on the ballot? The Medi-Cal Hospital Fee Program was initially enacted as a bipartisan program by the legislature in 2009. It has been renewed three times, but each time there have been attempts to divert the money to some other use. It has been placed on the ballot by California's over 400 local community hospitals in order to ensure that California continues to receive its fair share of federal matching funds for Medi-Cal in order to serve our most vulnerable citizens and to prevent the diversion of the funds for any other purpose. Who is supporting Proposition 52? This initiative has generated the unprecedented support of virtually all major healthcare, business, labor, and community organizations throughout the state. It is unlikely that a consensus coalition like this has ever been achieved before. For example, the California Teachers Association, California Building Trades Council, California Professional Firefighters, and the Teamsters Union, and over 30 local unions have joined with the California Chamber of Commerce, the California Business Roundtable, as well as advocacy organizations for children, seniors, and the disabled. Additionally, it has been endorsed by both the state Democratic and Republican parties. In today's very contentious political environment, this alone is an amazing development. How does Proposition 52 impact California taxpayers? This measure generates over $3 billion in available federal funds with no state cost to California taxpayers. By extending the current state Medi-Cal hospital fee, the state will continue to receive more than $3 billion a year in available federal matching funds for Medi-Cal. Without it, the shortfall will cause some community safety net hospitals to close. Please vote yes on Proposition 52 to keep a good idea working. That's doing a lot of good for a lot of good people. C. Dwayne Donner, President, California Hospital Association. Teresa Ulrich, MSN-NP-C, President, California Association of Nurse Practitioners. Deborah Howard, Executive Director, California Senior Advocates League.